Meditation Center, which offers courses in Vipassana meditation, as taught by S.N. Goenka in the tradition of Sayaji Ubaken. You can listen to this program again online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Vipassana Meditation. That's V-I-P-A-S-S-A-N-A Meditation. Alternate weeks will be in Hindi. We will now hear an extract from a talk given by Mr. Goenka at Columbia University in 2002.
Let us understand what is Vipassana and how it helps us in our day-to-day life. People have started calling it a technique of meditation, but actually it is not meditation, although we all call it meditation. In meditation, you have one object, you concentrate your mind on that object and get absorbed. Vipassana is not so. It is actually a technique of observation. The object keeps on changing. Object within the framework of your body. Object pertaining to the interaction of mind and matter, which keeps on changing. And you just observe. So it's a process of observation. A process of realization of truth. Self-realization. Realization of truth pertaining to oneself, within oneself, by oneself, at the experiential level. What is this physical structure, this corporeal structure, which one keeps on saying, I, mine, and not only that, one keeps on generating tremendous amount of attachment towards it. What is this mental structure, which one keeps on saying, I, mine, and tremendous amount of attachment towards it? One has to realize what it is. And if there is something beyond mind and matter, what it is? Not to accept anything because the scripture says so. Not to accept anything just because the teacher says so. Not to accept anything just because the tradition says so. Not to accept anything because large number of people are accepting it. No. You have to experience yourself. Whatever truth you experience is really the truth for you. And that will help you. So the whole process is realization of truth pertaining to yourself. All the sages and saints and seers of the past have been advising us, know thyself, know thyself. How to know myself? I know myself, I am Goenka, so what? How does it help? Know thyself by experience. You experience, what is this I? We keep on saying I, what it is and how it works. And the whole process is not to satisfy the curiosity about who am I, nothing doing. By realizing the truth within the framework of your own body, you understand the law of nature, how things are working. By experience, one starts understanding that, look, with the interaction of mind and matter, one generates some defilement or the other, some negativity or the other, and it keeps on multiplying, and overpowers you. Then you are helpless. Whatever you don't want to do naturally, normally, you do that. Whatever you should do, you don't do it. Because you are overpowered without knowing what is happening and realizing this truth, it becomes so clear that, look, because of this ignorance, ignorance about the reality pertaining to oneself within the framework of the body, ignorance about the interaction of mind and matter constantly taking place every moment. Because of this ignorance, I am harming myself. I am becoming miserable. I am generating misery for myself. And this misery keeps on multiplying, multiplying. Oh, what's happening? For that purpose, to realize the truth as to why I become miserable. At the apparent level, one understands that I am miserable because so-and-so insulted me. I am miserable because certain desirable thing has not happened. Somebody has put an obstacle. Things like that. So misery, the cause of misery, one always thinks outside and then uses all the energy to rectify things outside. Even if you rectify one thing outside, another will raise its head. You say, I am miserable because that person is so bad, he has misbehaved. All right, he won't misbehave in future. Somebody else will misbehave. The real cause of the misery is not the objects outside. By this self-realization, it becomes so clear that the cause of my misery lies inside. And I am responsible for that. I am responsible for my misery in the same way as I am responsible for my happiness. How it happens? Let us understand what is this process of self-realization, truth-realization. You have to go to the depth of the mind, the root of the mind. What happens there is the real cause of misery. At the root level, one starts understanding a behavior pattern, a habit pattern, which constantly keeps on reacting with craving, with aversion, with craving, with aversion. And every time one reacts with craving or aversion, one loses the balance of the mind. One loses the peace of the mind, the harmony of the mind. One becomes miserable. To understand all that at the intellectual level, by listening to such discourses or reading some books, doesn't help. One has to experience that truth. And that starts changing the behavior pattern. And it is for this purpose that the truth about oneself has to be realized at the experiential level. To go to that depth of the mind, you have to take at least 10 days of your life to join some center, some vipassana place with a congenial atmosphere, with a proper guide, and start working. What will you work? You sit down, you are asked to sit down comfortably in any posture that keeps you comfortable for longer periods at a stretch. Not necessarily a lotus posture or half lotus posture. If someone can sit in lotus posture, good, go ahead. Otherwise, any posture that keeps you comfortable for longer periods at a stretch. But see that you keep your back and your neck straight. Keep your eyes gently closed, your mouth gently closed, and see what reality is manifesting itself. Understand every step on this path is the step with the reality of this moment, from moment to moment, from moment to moment. What reality is manifesting within the framework of the body? You have to accept that only, nothing else. Whatever reality manifests itself. Buddha said, Sandittiko, the reality of the present moment as it is. What reality? Now, no physical action is taking place, you are just sitting. No vocal action, you are not speaking. Then what is happening? The first reality that you will realize is your breath. The breath coming in, the breath going out. Start with that. The whole process is learn how to observe the reality objectively. Objectively. So the breath coming in, you're observing objectively the breath coming in, the breath going out. Don't make it a breathing exercise. Don't try to control the breath. There's another technique called pranayama where you control the breath. It has its own advantages. But this is different. Here, you have to develop your faculty to observe the reality as it is. If the breath is long, it is long. If it is short, it is short. If it passes to left nostril. Right nostril. Just observe. Don't interfere with the natural flow of the breath. Just observe. Do nothing. As if you are sitting at the bank of the river and the river is flowing. You have to do nothing for the flow of the river. Naturally, it is flowing and you are just observing. In the same way, your mind, you have to keep it here and just observe the natural flow of the breath as it comes in, as it goes out. So easy. You have to do nothing. Just observe. Things are happening. But whenever you join a course, you will find very difficult. Very difficult. You will hardly observe one or two breaths and the mind is gone somewhere. And then you realize after some time, oh, I was here to observe the breath. What happened? And then again you start. Again, after a few minutes, again the mind wanders away. A new student sometimes becomes very irritated and generates anger towards oneself, towards one's own mind. What sort of mind I am carrying? Well, you have to do nothing. Just observe. Things are happening. Why you can't do that? Then your guide will say, no, don't generate anger. Anger is anger. Anger is anger. You just add one letter, D, and it becomes danger. Never do that. It's harmful. Just accept the fact. Mind has wandered away. So what? I agree. Mind has wandered away. Now, again, I start again. The breath is still there. So I start again. Again, the mind wanders away. As soon as you realize it has wandered away, accept the fact. Look, mind has wandered away. I start again. First day, such difficulties are there. Second day, little less. By the time it is the third day, the mind calms down a little. Fit to take the next step. When the mind is working on a small area, and when the mind is working with the truth, because the whole process will not allow you to have any kind of verbalization. No verbalization, no visualization, no imagination, no speculation, no suggestions, auto-suggestion or outer-suggestion. Truth as it is, just the breath. Small area and truth as it is, even if you maintain the awareness for a few minutes, you find the mind becomes sharper and sharper. Subtler and subtler, and more sensitive. It starts feeling some deeper realities pertaining to yourself. You started with the gross breath. The breath also, initially, it is too gross. And then as you keep on working, it becomes finer, shorter and shorter, like a thin thread. It comes out, and as it comes out, it takes a U-turn. As it comes out, it takes a U-turn. So short. At times, people feel that there is no breath. You have to make your mind very sharp to feel that. When that situation has come, subtler realities in this area start manifesting themselves. What subtler realities? Subtler realities pertaining to the mind, pertaining to the matter. When you were observing breath, then also, both mind and matter were involved. Apparent level it looks, taking breath is the function of the lungs, is a physical function. Yes, it is true. But mind is involved. The breath is strongly related to mind and very strongly related to mental impurities. One starts realizing that. You try to observe your breath and the mind wanders away, past or future. And you start reacting, you generate anger, aversion, hatred, any negativity, and you will notice the breath loses its normality. As soon as you generate any impurity in the mind, the breath is no more normal. It is slightly hard, slightly fast. When that impurity has gone away, again, the breath becomes normal. So it is so clear. The breath is not only a physical activity, it has something to do and very strongly to do with the mind and mental impurities. Now the next step, within 3 days you start feeling some sensations in this area, because you are working on a small area on this part, below the nostrils, above the upper lip. Some sensation or the other. Every moment there is some sensation or the other, some biochemical reaction taking place, some electromagnetic reaction taking place. Any sensation can manifest. Heat, perspiration, throbbing, pulsing, vibrating, tingling, whatever manifests, you just observe. Do nothing. Just observe objectively. Starting feeling the sensation in this area, on the 4th day you will find that from the top of the head to the tips of the toes, the entire body, there are sensations. Initially, as you started working with the breath, it was gross breath, which became subtler. So also these sensations, very gross initially, like pain, pressure, heaviness, numbness, sitting for a long time, this happens like this, or because of the atmosphere condition, it happens like this, or because of some disease, I'm feeling this sensation. Yes. You start with that. But observe it objectively. Don't react. Working on it for a day or two or three, these gross sensations start becoming subtler and subtler. There are subtler sensations. These intensified, solidified gross sensations start getting divided, dissected, disintegrated, dissolved, and turn into mere vibrations. The entire physical structure, and so also the entire mental structure, is nothing but vibration, vibration, vibration. This great super scientist, 2600 years ago, without modern scientific instruments, apparatus, he discovered the realities. He was a scientist, discovered the realities, and he announced the entire universe is nothing but vibration, vibration. Sabbo padjalito loko, sabbo loko pakampito, pakampito, mere vibration. At the experiential level, first one experiences within the framework of the body, mere vibration. So also the mind, mere vibration. At times you feel the contents of the mind very cross, like anger, like passion, like fear, very solidified. And by this technique, as you observe, they also start getting divided, dissected, disintegrated, dissolved. Mere vibration. The entire physical structure, mere vibration. The entire mental structure, mere vibration. When one reaches that stage, then more realities become clearer and clearer.
Which means to see things as they really are, is one of India's most ancient techniques of meditation. It was taught in India about 2,500 years ago as a universal remedy for universal ills. Vipassana meditation is a simple, practical technique which enables one to lead a more positive, balanced, and happy life. It focuses on the deep interconnection between mind and body, which can be experienced directly by disciplined attention to the physical sensations that form the life of the body and that continuously interconnect with and condition the life of the mind. Although Vipassana was practiced and taught by the Buddha, it contains nothing of a sectarian or religious nature. The technique of Vipassana meditation is taught at 10-day residential courses, during which participants learn the basics of the method and practice sufficiently to experience its beneficial results. More than 100 meditation centers have been established around the world, including in Asia, the Middle East, Europe, North America, and Australasia. New Zealand has had a center since 1987. This program is brought to you by the Vipassana Meditation Center, which offers courses in Vipassana meditation as taught by S.N. Goenka in the tradition of Sayaji Ubaken. The New Zealand Centre is located at 153 Burnside Road, Makarau, Kaukopakopa, approximately 1 hour drive north of Auckland. The website is www.medini.dharma.org. That is www.medini.dharma.org. The phone number is 09-420-5319. That's 09-420-5319. There are several centres in Australia. For more information, contact Dharma Bhumi at 212 Station Street, Blackheath, New South Wales. The telephone number is 02-4787-3600 and the website is www.bhumi.dharma.org. That's www.bhumi.dharma.org.